Hey, everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of McMillan and Morrow. I'm Dr. Sean McMillan. This is my co-host, Rich Morrow.
Yes, it is.
And we got on headphones. You know what that means.
Means we got a video coming.
Means we got a video. We're starting with videos, people. Welcome to the future. Video, videos and everything. Did that make you choke? You know, we used to read these stories. Now we get to watch them.
We're moving on up.
Thank you, legal people. We love you at this show.
So, like you said, we're going to start off with a video today. And let me preface before I show this video.
Preface. Good word.
She's okay.
Okay.
And she won.
Okay.
Here we go.
What is happening?
It looked like people were sliding down this hill head first.
Oh, okay, now I can see. What the hell is going on?
What is that?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Man down.
Wait, I feel like we ought to watch
that. Wow. Are we allowed to watch it twice?
Yeah, run that back. We gotta run that back. It would took a while before we even knew what was really going on.
You still know what happened?
Kind of. We'll
get it. So they're running down the hill? This is
start going pretty fast.
This is some stuff white people do.
Wait, look at the guy.
Oh!
Yeah, the face.
Was that a woman?
I guess it was.
That was
that
a woman.
To be who they were talking about?
I thought women were smarter than men. That's what I always heard. My dear sister.
Wow.
This looks like it was in Europe somewhere.
Yeah,
it was in the UK.
In the UK, you said that, didn't you?
Yep. According to The Guardian.
Yeah, this looks like a very European thing to do.
Yeah, it's extremely European.
Tyler, you want to say something for your people?
I mean, my people.
Running down hills.
But you don't even know what they're... So I'm going to give you context on what's going on.
Okay. Now. Do we need these things on? Because they drive...
For this part, no, you don't have to.
Okay. I'll take these off.
So,
go ahead.
Just so y'all are aware of what was going on in this segment.
Describe it for...
A woman won... A UK cheese rolling race, despite being knocked unconscious. So she won, but she was knocked out.
That was her. So she won the race.
Because she hit the ground face first and flipped through the finish line, knocked out.
And her ass was totally knocked out.
Damn, that's crazy.
It just goes to show you can win in a multiplicity of ways.
So she was 19 years old and she was from Canada. She was Canadian, actually.
I expect better from the Canadians. I expect Americans and Europeans generally to do stupid stuff, but not Canadians. I'm so disappointed with you, Canada.
They usually do a little bit better than us in that category.
Canadians are more even, and now we got one chasing cheese down a hill.
And so it was a 7-pound wheel of cheese that she was chasing.
What do you get for winning? Do you know?
A trophy.
A trophy?
Yeah. Accolades.
This woman almost died for a trophy. This just goes to show you how stupid people will just do anything.
But most people don't need a reward to do things like this. You know,
I do.
Some people just want to go do something
I need cash.
I do too. It's $1 million.
Oh, wait. Let me say something. You put $10 million at the bottom of that hill?
You'll do all kinds of stuff.
I'm running down the hill.
You'll run down the hill naked.
I'm going to knock Tyler over.
Everybody, you'll be your way over.
I'm going to trample Tyler. Tyler, don't be next to me at the bottom of the hill.
I'll be cartwheeling past you.
You
won't.
My
long ass limbs.
Man.
I'm sabotaging you.
So she was chasing a 7-pound cheese
wheel. I can be bought, people, just not for cheese.
Not for cheese. Not for cheese. But she was knocked out after she fell.
What was that face you made that you associated with cheese?
Because I'm lactose intolerant, and I'm like, I probably shouldn't.
I thought cheese was code for something like pizza.
No.
I can be bought for pizza, too. Okay? Look, people, not pizza.
Wink, wink.
Pizza.
That's hilarious. That's going to be, our code word for everything now. But she regained consciousness in the medical tent, and she had to be told that she won. She didn't even know she won the race. But she expressed her joy and said that the race was a good experience. So this is a regular event that they do every year. It's like a cheese wheel race, apparently, in England. Sounds very
white.
Yeah.
sounds very white.
So what would black people be chasing down about? Can we go there?
Money.
Money.
You put a big old box of money and roll it down that hill.
You have seen people from all over the country.
The Negroes are going to get it. And I'm going to be right with them.
Oh, man. That's how they should start doing the lottery from now on.
No, we would be killing each other.
We would kill each other before that mountain. Just before they got to the bottom of that mountain.
You don't. Lottery people don't listen to him. We don't need death.
That's actually crazy, though. I am surprised that there's not some kind of big reward. And you know what's funny? You know how Tyler, he's starting to learn. He's starting to understand.
What's he trying to understand?
One of his talking points on this article was, would you attend or compete? Which he knows we would not unless there was substantial reward. In the words of Courtney, he said, is this white people? It is definitely white people.
You just cursed.
I did. But that was
now. You remember what the rule is? You have to take something off every time you curse.
You don't want to see my toes, though.
I'm just saying.
I forgot that was the rule. Damn.
No cursing, man. We on TV.
My bad. I thought we were allowed to.
No, that is white people mess. And
it is.
And look, white folks get to have their mess. Every people has their. Has
so are
their...
you a cheese person at all?
Whoa.
You know how people just eat cheese by themselves? It just came to me. I'm like, now, that's not something I feel like most black people grew up doing.
When you say cheese, you mean cheese?
Just cheese.
Or cheese?
No, real cheese.
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 Do I eat? Of course I eat cheese.
By itself.
I've eaten cheese with mustard. Don't judge me.
Where the hell you learned that?
What did you look at me like that for?
Like, what?
That's a combo I'm not going near.
That's a new one. I'm not going near. Comments on that one. Yeah. Cheese with mustard. What kind of mustard and cheese?
Like the Goldens, the real spicy mustard. Tastes good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it like a stick of cheese? Like that? Like the thin? The
no, like a slice. Two? You take a slice, put a little mustard on it.
That sounds like a poor man's meal.
Welcome to.
Is that when you did it?
Welcome to more than half that of my
sound
life.
Like, that sounds like literally eating like sugar sandwiches.
Oh, hold on a second. What are you laughing at?
You ain't never heard that term, probably.
Hold on. What you laughing at? You about to get your head taken off. I've
had my fair share of like, you know, cold like bread and cheese sandwiches. Okay. You know.
Because I'm about to get you.
But I know it when I hear it, and I'm like, you ain't just eating that right now. You ain't doing that by choice randomly, are you?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I could. But no, but don't you just listen.
Because there were definitely, I remember the days I used to, man, put cinnamon on some bread, put that thing in the microwave.
And eat it. Listen.
All kind of stuff. I experimented with all the dressings in my fridge and some bread at one point.
Listen, probably a
minute. I done had a Caesar salad dressing bread sandwich. I done had mayonnaise and just bread. But yeah, no, I've never eaten cheese by itself, so cheese wouldn't excite me enough to chase down no damn mountain, I'll tell you that.
No, I wouldn't.
Because they probably get the roll
I'm
of cheese.
I'm not chasing down a mountain for it.
No, I know you're not. Yeah, I was just asking if you eat cheese by itself, because that's not something most black people I know do.
No?
No, not cheese by itself. Mm-mm.
Okay. What's something black people eat by itself?
Watermelon.
What else would you eat it with? Watermelon.
I see other cultures put salt and all kind of shit on their watermelon,
just cursed
too.
Again.
Three.
Oh, I did it twice. We'll talk about that after. But
you're going to get a good talking to.
So, are we not? We're actually not allowed to use profanity on this show?
This is not the first time we've had. No.
We've used it so many times, though. You've used it.
The way you try to justify things.
I'm just over here thinking, wait, have we been getting in trouble for this whole time? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to reality.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Welcome to the world outside of
your
head.
Look, people, I got to keep my job, so I'm going to move on from the cheese topic. How about that?
How about it?
All right, let's do that.
No one does nosy better than me. Photos. We found 378 photos.
He couldn't leave, dude, because I don't know how he found it.
These are years of snooping, okay?
I know you nosy, too. Head over to Nosy, where you can watch full episodes of The Karamo Show and be nosy with me.
So, according to Insider, we're going to the Vatican, so you already know. Could get real interesting here. According to the Insider, the Roman Catholic Church has launched an inquiry after two nuns came back from their missionary trips pregnant.
I don't need, boy, what do I need an inquiry for?
You got all the proof and evidence you need, right?
What do y'all need to find out? We know the what. We just don't know the who.
You're right. And okay. Check me out. Obviously, this is the Roman Catholic Church. So they went on separate missionary trips, these nuns, in Africa. Breaching the rules of chastity. One of the women, a mother superior, was working at an institute that helps fallen women and their children. The other woman belonged to a convent in Sicily and discovered her pregnancy after being hospitalized. The church, they express consternation and acknowledge that the nuns breached the rules of chastity, but emphasize the welfare of their children. So they're still gonna, you know, make sure that the children are taken care of, I guess, suppose. But I don't know, why are they gonna, you know, kick them out of the church because of this? Is that what happens when something like this happens?
I don't know. No expert on
what nuns' punishments are
for having sex. I don't know.
So nuns technically aren't allowed to have sex then?
No.
Their whole lives?
Yeah, they take a vow of chastity.
Okay, so I know that chastity. I just didn't know if they, once they marry, maybe were allowed to.
Once they marry? Who's getting married?
Nuns can't get married either.
No.
See, I never knew that they weren't allowed to. I mean, you hear about nuns, but I never thought.
Why do you think they're so mean? They're not having orgasms. If you was having an orgasm, you'd be nicer.
So you want to hear a Tyler question?
Let me hear it.
Where do you think the term missionary came from?
Listen. Listen. Mm-mm. I will not be baited. But
that's a question.
What, I'm ignoring that. But what I think is interesting here is that the nuns should have claimed that the baby was an immaculate conception. They should have said that Jesus was the daddy. And then the church would have been like, yes, we believe it too. And then they would have been stars. Not just Jesus. And then the daddy would show up and be like, it wasn't no immaculate conception.
And he'd be straight from Kenya.
It'd be me.
Talking about it was a missionary trip on right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. Let people have sex, people. Why should nuns be allowed to do that? I don't think anybody should be forced to be celibate in order to be righteous. Sexuality, to me, has nothing to do with righteousness.
Yeah.
Or how many times, nothing to do, if that's what God is concerned about, then he's a piss poor God.
Yeah.
Like, God, you ain't got nothing better to be concerned about than who I'm having sex with.
Yeah, we know that's not.
We got hungry kids. We got world war. We got pestilence and violence and rape and murder. And you caring about who I'm looking at, who I'm looking at when I'm masturbating.
Yeah.
Or that I'm masturbating.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's.
I mean, we've made that the center of what God cares about.
We have a lot, and it's crazy. I was thinking about it the other day, before. So much of, you know, society was created the way that we know it today in modern times. People lived life completely differently, I feel like, than what people focus on, you know, making the center of their lives today. And I've always wondered if they felt like...
There were a lot of incomplete thoughts in that sentence.
A lot of incomplete thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah, probably, because I'm still figuring out how I want to work. But I'm just thinking, like, I had a thought the other day just randomly sitting by myself. I was like, I wonder if people, you know, hundreds of years ago thought that they were, you know, living righteous when they were doing all of these crazy things we hear about. It's like, we think some crimes are crazy now. Some of the stuff that you, man, going to the Vatican last year and just seeing the artwork alone blew my mind, because I was like, first of all, there were no pictures or videos or nothing back then. For somebody to paint this is something they had to have seen or something that they're, you know, imagining themselves, right? A lot of those drawings, scriptures, paintings, some of the most violent things I've ever seen. Like babies getting killed, like people holding people's heads and, you know, mothers and children being attacked by whole armies. And I'm like, we're relishing in how beautiful the scripture and the architecture is. But when you look at it, I'm like, man, we're at a church right now, technically.
With violence on the walls.
With violence on the walls.
Well, I'm not entirely, I don't entirely know where you're pressing us. But in response to that, I will say this. The churches are built by men, not by gods.
Absolutely.
And human beings construct these institutions around the things that they value.
Mm-hmm.
And just because your church says something doesn't mean that God said it.
You're right.
Or just because your sacred book says something doesn't mean that God said it.
You're right.
I think people have to separate those two things.
Yeah.
And realize that you can, you know, you can be a part of a community that believes, to bring it back to, mm-hmm. to this, to celibacy and chastity.
Mm-hmm.
And fine, if that's what you want to do, then do that. But don't think that this is something that is a requirement of the divine.
And that they're tied into it.
In order to have a relationship with the mm-hmm. divine. You know, I don't think repression mm-hmm. is what God is after.
Yeah, what I was talking, or the reason why I brought it up, though, was because I looked at the violence, and I was like, these same people were the ones that claimed that they were representing, you know, God in the name of the violence that they were doing. And for me, I'm just like, did they feel they were being blessed or doing, you know, or living righteous then when these things were happening? And
I'm sure they did.
I wonder how it was spun back then, because I know it wasn't just looked at as violent.
It like was we spun see the it. Way you just said it. This yeah. is what it means to be a good, whatever, believer.
Yeah.
But that's what people do. People will,
that's crazy to me.
You know, nowadays what we think is normal
mm-hmm.
to previous generations is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's just how it works. But my point is, I don't mind if people change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind if people say this is this and this is that. Just don't put it on God. Don't try to convince me that it's right by telling me that God said it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what the hell God said.
Yeah.
And you don't know what God is saying or what God might say. Mm-hmm. So why don't you just own it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I can have the debate of whether or not it works for me. But don't think because you slap it under in the name of religion
mm-hmm.
that ends the conversation.
Yeah.
So chastity and celibacy to me mm-hmm. is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you end up creating deviant people.
Yeah.
Just horny.
Horny, holding them back from their natural.
Yeah. I mean, just desire. Out of control.
Just horny.
But I understand. I said this on another show. Being celibate for a season, totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Headphones off, people. Okay. You know what it means when we slap okay. these on. It means we have a video. We're in the 21st century.
And this is just a warning.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this is going to be.
As is often the case.
3 and 4.
As is often the case. Play the video.
As is often the case.
You finally caught that.
I just caught that.
Yeah, was...
A little late, but I'm there.
It's all right. All right, here we go. Watch this. What the hell?
Is that a tiger?
Not a tiger?
And he's smiling. Oh, that's
hell
his pet.
No.
Oh, that's what I want to do. He's living my dream.
Number 4.
That's it?
No, go to 4.
Go to 4.
All right. Go to 4.
I love this guy. Oh, yeah. No, he's living the dream. He's living the dream.
Oh. Yeah. Yes. It's lovely. I love this music. Yes. Yes.
Look, see, he's perfectly
Look,
fine.
Living with the tiger.
So, living Richard's dream.
Knowing
living
with that the tiger. Doc.
Wait. I'm not the tiger's going to eat your ass one day because it's a tiger. Sing with me, Rich.
I can't.
Living with the tiger.
That's not my
Aaron,
song.
Join
I'm
in.
On the remix.
Tiger's going to eat you one day.
That tiger loves him. Look at that love.
That tiger that's don't love him.
Right there. Look at him.
That tiger only. That tiger puts up with him because he feeds him.
No,
the day he stops feeding him, he gonna be the meal.
That tiger look like he feed himself too.
Mm-mm.
But he's living my dream, in a nutshell, which is why I'm so glad I didn't know what that video was going to be. That just made my
That was Tyler's gift
that
to you.
That was definitely. Yeah, thank you so cool. much,
video
Tyler.
Video segment for Rich.
So for you guys that don't know, I'm planning on
a numbnut who wants a tiger. That's what he is.
And that's a prime example of why. Look how beautiful that was. And the music just made it better. But it was really the video that
it's
was beautiful.
It's a tiger. It's running down the river. It's going to eat you.
But it's like a big dog, basically. It's just a big cat.
You do know that it's not.
It's a big cat.
Like a big dog.
It's like a big cat.
That's going to eat you.
It's a big cat. It's not going to eat me. It's known me since he was a baby. Or she.
You turned into a whole other person.
I know.
He's reverted.
Just letting you know.
You reverted to your like to your 9-year-old self, right?
I'm letting it be.
No, you got that's the most excitement I've ever seen.
Because
heard
it's,
this
a,
morning.
It's a cat.
Hey, house cat scratch you too.
Is
house
that cats Justin here?
Yeah, a house cat can scratch you. A dog
dander.
Can scratch you. I got a scratch on my arm right now from one of my dogs. What did he say?
It's all that cat dander getting in my eye.
Now, honestly, tigers probably do have a lot of dandruff, I would imagine, too.
Well, but, you know what? You have a tiger. I don't. It's not my problem.
I'm going to invite you over when it's a baby.
The so hell you are.
So that you can just get to, you know him. As he's, you
I
know.
Would come over if it was the baby.
See?
Now, if it was, I mean, like, not this big. That's
but
too
like,
big.
You're talking about baby.
I'm talking about.
That's like the day it comes out. And then the next day, it's like that big. So
I'm talking about the 12 hours after it comes out to mama.
You cool with that?
Cool with that.
First steps, you cool. After that, you
no, 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 no. Get a little big.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I saw a video of this little baby lion.
Mm-hmm. They're so cute.
And he was living with these cats.
Older people.
And this lion was driving these cats crazy because he kept stalking them. You know, lions
he just naturally was just.
He was just naturally slapping them at the leg. They fall, and the cat was like, "What is wrong with this thing?
Yeah,
it's a lion."
It was a lion, not a cat.
It was like, you bigger than this boy now. But in about a week,
you're going to be 5 times your size.
You might want to run.
Yeah.
Don't get too comfortable around.
Have you ever seen cats that grow up around dogs and how they act like dogs? And, you know, they kind of have an identity crisis where they believe they're dogs or animals that act like dogs. Like, there's videos. You'd be on TikTok now. There's videos of like goats and like donkeys that play with horses or dogs, and they really think that
what
they're
is
like
in your them. Algorithm?
I don't know, all kind of stuff. Yeah. Animals, a lot of puppies.
Animals don't come up. Animals don't come up in my algorithm.
Oh, so you don't even see them.
I won't tell half you. I won't tell you what does come up.
Half of my.
But it's not animals. Because as soon as I see an animal, I flip right by.
He don't want to see none of that.
I flip.
He got less than a second on any
that
animal.
That phone
video.
Can't even flip up fast enough. See no damn bunch of
I'm
animals.
I'm about to start sending you some animal memes. And on that note, we're going to go to this next
Whoa,
video.
Whoa, we got another video?
Yeah, I want to send you a video. This one's for you.
I want to see what you say about
video.
This.
Video. We got more. Hold on. We got another one. We have a video. We have to announce it to the people. People, we got a video.
Yeah, this one's
we
for
have
you,
technology
doc.
On this show now.
Curious what
it's amazing. I know other shows don't have this, but we do. Video.
Ready for it.
Play the video.
A lot of people aren't going to like this one. Cheating isn't a bad thing. Society has brainwashed you into always following the rules, but you don't have to comply. This process started when we were just kids. School taught us that if we cheated on a test, then we'd get in trouble. However, cheating is what gets you ahead in life. Take this for example. If you got a nerd to do your maths homework, then you'd be punished. But if you hired a chief financial officer to take care of your numbers in your business, you'd be applauded. You need to use other people's skill sets to your advantage, as you'll never be as successful going it alone.
Just curious.
Okay.
That actually is an interesting take.
You're some white people mess. That's what that is. That's white folks thinking.
Cheese rolling right there.
Yeah, that's some white folks rolling the cheese.
But that's only in regard to cheating in one way.
Yeah, I mean, if the point, the only valid thing about it is if people have a better skill set than you and you employ them to help you, that's not actually cheating.
No.
So what he's talking about makes...
It's hiring.
It's hiring, thank you. Yeah. Well, he needs to get his terms together. Cheating is something different.
Yeah.
You know,
is when there's a set of rules and you, you know.
And you actively, wantonly, aggressively, consciously decide that you're going to disavow them so that you can selfishly, you know, win and I don't, that's never okay.
It's the principle, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, what is he talking about? And that's exactly how y'all got Australia, New Zealand, America, the Bahamas, and people ended up in chattel slavery. Yeah. A little racial.
A little racial.
Tyler. Sorry. It's true. We're just going to break the rules. You know what white folks do? Tyler, you know what y'all do?
Please tell me.
Y'all will obey all the traffic laws and then put people in slavery. I'd rather y'all disobey the traffic laws. Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't argue.
White folks will not break any driving laws. They'll go to speed limit.
I wish they would, especially
they will. LA. They will turn. They'll make the signal with their hands, right? And then go to Australia and take the whole country.
And then steal the whole country.
It's like, what? I thought you were ethical.
They only do big crimes.
Big crimes.
But I don't know. I mean,
That guy's an idiot. That guy's an idiot, and he is what's wrong with the world. And let me be fair, and not just white folks, because there are a lot of black folks out here cheating too, who think that it's absolutely okay to just sort of be unethical and immoral. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that matters are the results.
Yeah.
And I get out of the bed in the morning to make it clear to people that the process also, how you do something, it's just as important as what you end up doing or benefiting from what you've done. So no, he's an idiot. He is like the scum of the moral
because
universe.
I feel like
no.
It's an example to me of however you want to look at a situation, you can find a way to have it fit your, you know, ideology if you really look hard enough.
Of course you can make everything okay.
Everything okay. And that's all he sounds like he wants is other people to feel okay with him about that. Because to him it was probably a thought he felt was so profound.
Yeah, when you learn in school, don't break the rules. And the rules are the things that imprison you. The rules are also the things that keep people from killing you.
And getting put in jail.
Yeah, the rules are also the things with his old ass. The rules are the things that keep people from running you over, old man. And I'm not against old people. I'm just saying it's the rules that keep us from putting our old people out to pasture with no food. And they end up dying of starvation. We follow rules. We have norms and behaviors that keep us as humans in a community. And giving people more permission to violate them is threatening the life of the whole. Mm. No. It's like people say, I did this because I didn't have a job, or we didn't have any money. Now, I understand that.
Yeah.
But what I always say to people is, own what you did, but don't act like what you did was the only option you had.
Because you know it wasn't.
Because it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm fine with what you did. I'm not fine with it, but I am.
You understand.
Yeah, I understand you did what you had to do. But don't act like it was the only thing you could do.
Yeah. You just didn't want to do anything else.
There's some places you passed up when you went to rob that bank. There's some places you could have worked, by the way, when you went to rob that bank or sell that, whatever.
And you probably passed them on the way there.
You passed them on the way there. Right?
That's a good point.
You're standing out in front of a store selling drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. You did what you had to do, but it wasn't the only thing you could have done.
Yeah, yeah.
It may have been to you the best time. Just own it.
Yeah, that's all you want.
This guy,
he's not owning it.
Is giving people permission to be crazy.
Yeah, and then
cheat.
Using the word cheating, and he's not even describing cheating. That's the funny part to me is that that's not even what he was describing.
That's not cheating at all.
No, no. I thought he was about to talk about relationships for a second.
Yeah,
then he talked about.
That's like because I don't speak Russian, it's cheating to have Google
Translator.
It's not cheating. Unless I'm taking a test.
Yeah, exactly.
And the point of a test is to prove your proficiency in something.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not being tested, it's not cheating getting help.
So I just saw, and this has nothing to do with this, I just saw a quote that Kanye had.
Oh, God.
And he has his moments, though, for sure, where he says
things. Are we allowed to talk about him?
Yeah, we can talk about him.
Okay.
He said a quote, though. It wasn't a bad thing or anything. But he said, if it were, you know, when you grow up, and you are taking tests, you're constantly getting questioned, and therefore, you know, those are tests when you get asked questions to become proficient in something. So he was saying he doesn't like answering a lot of questions from people because, you know, it ends up becoming a matter of life feeling like a test all the time if that's all you're doing is constantly having to answer for what you do to people all the time. And
am I allowed to drink this on air?
Yeah, you can drink whatever you want. Just cover up the logo.
Oh. Ooh.
Our audience probably think our bosses are beating us or something. The way we beat
everybody beating my ass. they ain't thinking that. One thing they ain't thinking is somebody beating my ass.
They probably think they threatening us at this point.
No. Because it's all legal. You see how I tried to.
Just don't do that again.
That's gonna be funny.
Just don't do that again. It's gonna be funny.
I'll drink from Macmillan and Mark. Hey, we got mugs, people. Yeah. We're moving up in the world. We got mugs. Ain't nothing good in this mug.
That need to be the new theme song. Moving on up.
No. What happened?
What?
Go back to Kanye before you get in trouble. Go back to Kanye.
Go back to Kanye.
We can't have that be the intro music. Moving on up.
He said it's so bad. You gotta go back to Kanye. Jesus. That was funny. I'm gonna spit out this water.
We've been on a roll today. So I don't even remember what the hell that story was about.
Kanye don't remember either. Kanye don't remember either.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just wondering, though, why did I ask you that question? I don't even remember. We need to probably move on, but, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It don't matter. It clearly wasn't that important.
What were we talking about?
That's what
the cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what was the story? I lost all that. I don't know, man. People, let me just say this. It's not cool to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cool to cheat, not because people haven't cheated you. Because there are a lot of things that you should have gotten that you didn't get, and people took things that they should not have taken.
Mm-hmm.
But think about what it does to the soul to know that you have secured something that was never truly yours. Mm. Sometimes it's not worth it. And I tell you why, because it's a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who will cheat will lie. Somebody who will lie will steal. Somebody who will steal will kill. And you wonder, how did so-and-so become this horrible thing? They started listening to this white man.
It's like gateway drugs.
Yeah, you started cheating. Oh, it's okay for me to. No, it's not okay. Fight for your integrity.
Integrity is the word.
Yeah, fight for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm not perfect and nobody else is, but when stuff is just obviously wrong.
So you want a TikTok term? When people say somebody's a real one, it's not even a TikTok term, it's just a term. You know what they're referring to when they say that, though?
What are they referring to?
Usually their integrity. It's like they're
so-and-so's a real one?
Yeah, and that's usually saying like they're going to stand on their principles, or they'll say they stand on business. Have you heard that one? Stand on business. You ain't never heard that one?
Why are you talking to me like I'm a white person?
I'm asking, have you ever heard stand on business? Yes.
I'm almost offended.
I don't know. I'm asking you. That might not be something people use in your circles.
I'm blacker than you, boy.
I'm just asking you. So it's the same situation.
You better read one of them stories.
Look, it's the same situation.
And if I was you, I'd read one of them stories.
I'm just letting you know.
That's what I do.
For people that didn't know, that was why I was asking.
You like one of them kids get beaten.
So anyway.
Because you didn't know when to stop.
It's the integrity thing.
Read the story.
No, I'm telling you, though. Mm-mm. Like, it's the integrity thing, though. Like,
story.
You know, integrity is something that I feel like is being lost more and more. You don't even want to hear the next story because it's about an animal. It's about an animal, and I know you don't want to hear about it.
I'd rather talk about an animal.
Than integrity?
Yes.
You don't think people need to learn about integrity on this show?
You're giving me black lessons.
I'm not giving you black
you
lessons.
You have lost your damn
That's
mind.
Not even just a black thing, I
You
feel
have
like.
Lost
That is not
what
even,
little bit of
hey,
sense
Aaron,
you had coming
only
out
black
of Cleveland.
People talk about standing on business.
Don't get Aaron
it's
in
like
this.
Standing on principles.
Don't get Aaron in this fight. This is between me and you.
He know. I'm just saying. Have you heard the term before?
Don't.
Ain't falling for that.
He's like, I'm not getting this. He's like, no, the elephants are fighting. It's the grass that suffers.
Have you ever heard the term? Yes or no?
Tyler's like, I'm grass. You're elephant.
He hasn't.
No.
Damn. White people don't ever say that, huh? I thought they might have. They be saying everything else we say at the time. According to the first post, Japanese people have lost their romantic ability, and it's leading to low birth and marriage rates, a politician out there claims. They're saying that because their birth and marriage rate is plummeting, and it's not a result of the, you know, high cost of living or maintaining the family. It's just people literally just don't care about being romantic anymore. And I wonder how you feel about that and what you think some of the contributing factors could be.
But it's a difference between not wanting to be romantic or not wanting to have sex. Which one is it?
I mean, they're using the word romantic, but I mean, that I think is what it boils down to. I mean, they're saying young people still want to marry to have a family, to have more children. But, you know, when buying a car or a house is so hard because of economic concerns, it's very difficult to have children. So they're more focused on, I guess, just the relationship than actually reproducing.
It sounds like your generation. That's what y'all are doing. The kid, car. Car.
Depending on what car it is.
Family. YouTube.
YouTube University.
YouTube University.
Or Oxford.
Oh, don't get me to cussing. That's going to make me angry. More angry than the parent story. YouTube University, Oxford. The hell?
So that makes me wonder. Okay, so you being such a reader, you know that you are. I know you're a big reader. Do you feel that the climate now?
I can't see your face with this thing in the
way. I know,
way.
And I can't
you
get move this crane. It's like a damn construction site.
That's
over
better.
Here.
That's better.
Should I try to scoot up?
I feel like
bit
I'm talking to an instrument.
You know, I was really having to.
That's better.
There we go.
And don't edit this part out.
Yeah, no, you can't edit this out. All right, you ready?
Yes. So, what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you because I was literally doing the same thing as you. I could see you on what happened. Okay, but do you think that there's a huge difference, though, in romance in your generation versus, you know, the way things are now for your generation still? You know what I mean? Not just my generation, because now it's, you know, the 2000s or whatever you're about to say. But do you think that your generation has changed with the times, or do you think you guys are still the romantic, you know?
Well, okay, let me say this. I think every generation has its own attempts at romance.
Mm-hmm.
What makes my generation different from yours is that we don't do it through a phone.
That's
true. For example, if I'm in a relationship with you and all we do is text, it ain't real to me.
Yeah.
If I don't hear your voice or can't see your face, we're not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because everything that we have is really just in my head. Right?
Because you never actually.
Your generation, you can have a whole romance.
Oh, yeah.
Via text.
You can have a life.
And y'all don't see any problem with never talking on the phone, never FaceTiming, and almost never seeing each other.
You got to quit using this word y'all as if I'm grouped in this category all the time.
You're one of them, man. No, you can't.
I'm 30 years old now.
If I can't deny the stupidity of Generation X, you can't deny the stupidity of the millennials.
Hey, the millennials are a step better, I feel like, at least.
Whoa.
In that regard.
Whoa.
Because we were the last ones on the cusp of not having that. I didn't have it when I was younger. Like, my first crushes and things growing up, I wasn't allowed to text them.
Okay, you mean older millennials.
Older millennials.
That's where I'm at. The full spectrum of millennials.
So where does the cutoff for millennials? I don't know.
I don't traffic in
these
things.
Because I'm not Generation Z, and I'm not. Is there something in between?
I'm not Z. Z is after you.
I know, but I'm saying, is there something in between me?
No, it just goes from X to millennial. So X, you're our children.
Yeah.
Okay?
So what does that make
us? Baby boomers are my parents.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I damn near thought you were a baby boomer.
I cracked you up, huh?
Because look on your face, you're about to jump off.
I thought about slapping the hell out of you. And then I thought, no, I love him.
We still on camera. We still on camera.
Not just camera. I remember, like, I love him. I can't do that.
But no, I genuinely haven't known where the cutoffs are. I thought my grandmother, you know, is part of, I think she's a baby boomer, I guess. Huh?
Your grandmother's a baby boomer.
Yeah,
your mother's Generation X. She's in my generation.
I just never knew. I guess Generation X is something I don't hear
as often as well. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
There was a point we were trying to make with this. Okay. I was trying to make with
this. Yeah, I know. We lost the thought. There we go.
That romance is different for every generation.
Agreed.
I think the thing that my generation still, you know, believes in contact, actual human contact. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Face-to-face interaction. Your generation, not so much. Generation Z, even worse. The ones after you, even worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
It's love via a screen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about love, son. It don't work like that.
Yeah.
Because love is an actual decision that one makes mm-hmm. to be committed to someone and who they are and what they're aspiring to become that requires interaction.
Yeah.
Anything other than an actual interaction is you falling in love with something you invented in your head, which is ultimately narcissistic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it is being in the presence of the other person that pulls on me, that extracts from me the best of who I am and the worst of who you are.
Mm.
If I never have to encounter that except through a screen, or do some letters through a text.
Are you ever really encountering it?
You're never really required to do the work that love requires. Is the next story really about?
It's about gators.
Oh, God.
Because according to the New York Post, which is crazy that the New York Post is writing this because it's in Florida, Florida man whose arm was chopped off by a gator, he was peeing in a pond because the bar line was too long. And he literally got his arm bit completely off by a gator just standing at the pond peeing.
How short is the man? Because, you know, if I'm peeing, question. My arms are nowhere near the water. Was it a midget? I'm confused.
The gator was 10.5 feet long, so it was a big gator. And honestly, I think I saw this video on social media. He tripped and sank into the water, so that was how it happened. So he was on the edge, and you know how it's swampy in Florida, some places.
And he fell in the water.
He slipped, and yeah.
And the gator got his arm.
Next thing you remember is that he woke up in the hospital, and a gator had bitten his arm, his right arm off.
Damn.
Whole arm gone.
Damn.
Damn.
That should be our new thing on the show.
Damn.
Damn. When a gator eats your arm, you've had a bad day.
The worst day. And the only reason that you did it was because you were trying to go pee outside.
Oh, I got a story. You want to hear?
Uh-oh.
So I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay.
And I was down there
speaking. Swamp country.
Yeah, I was down there mm-hmm. speaking at an event. And so they took me out on the little boat with the big fan in the back.
Airboat.
Yeah. I'm riding around. Mm-hmm. And we go to this little restaurant. And they're like, all right, Sean. That's how they talk. Sean.
Yeah, all right, Sean.
All right, Sean. Want mm-hmm. some gator?
Want some gator?
And I was like, alligator? They were like, yeah. So they put some gator on the plate.
Did you like it?
Did I like it? Did I try it?
You didn't even try it.
I looked at them like,
what make you think I look like?
Are you smoking crack?
Tastes like chicken.
Heroin. I'm not eating no gator.
Why not?
No.
Mm-mm. So why do you draw the line at reptiles or something? You eat all kinds of other meat.
Mm-mm.
Why not gator?
Mm-mm.
Have you eat deer or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
So you don't like gamey stuff.
Here's where your inner whiteness comes out. Because now you two are about to have a whole conversation
about all of this.
About all the crazy crap that y'all have eaten.
I haven't eaten that much crazy stuff, believe it or not. Yeah, I have had gator.
Here's
though.
Where it comes out, right here. Here's where your European part.
I've had.
That's where that nose comes from.
I've had venison.
See?
And I have a Native American nose, first of all.
Ooh,
be careful.
I like that. That Cherokee, was good. That was good. Cherokee. I'll give you that.
So,
you give me some?
I'll take that. I don't know. I don't like eating too many crazy animals either, but I'm wondering why you didn't want to try the gator, though, if you were in Louisiana. Because everybody around you probably was eating it, wasn't they?
They sure was.
I bet they was.
Putting
I know they
hot sauce
that.
On it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You ain't even mm-hmm. try it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I got standards.
What's probably the craziest food that you eat, then, that you've had or tried? Because you've traveled a lot. I know you've had some crazy
mm-mm.
offers.
I don't participate.
Offers, at least.
Even in Africa?
Yeah. What'd you eat out there?
French fries.
And pizza.
French fries.
All right. So you ain't on safari. If you're having French fries.
No. No, I don't do no safari.
You crazy? Yeah, we don't like animals. You people, ain't going on no safari in Africa?
Viewers, chat, they act like they don't know me. Yeah, these people, especially he's been on me for 10 years.
I knew you wouldn't know no safari in Africa.
Let me tell you something. I'm not doing no sleep out in the woods. I stayed in a 4-star hotel.
Air conditioning.
With air conditioning. And room service.
I believe that. You ain't got to tell me. I know.
Now listen, and when you go to some of these places, you only eat fried food. Because it kills all the...
Yeah, bacteria. All the
other things. You don't... Not, I'm not,
What's the craziest thing you've tried?
I don't try crazy things.
You've tried something crazy.
I swear I haven't. No, I mean...
I want this answer. You got something that's going to surprise me. Never.
As
your wheelhouse has always been... You've always been there. You've never like, all right, I'll try a bite of that.
I'm adventurous in other ways.
Yeah.
But not this one.
What about octopus?
No. Yeah, I almost cuss. Are you hot? The nasty looking octopus? Get the hell out. Oh, no, I've tried, what's calamari?
Octopus.
Squid, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I took a piece of it and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
like
blah.
It. See, and some tastes people like don't rubber. Fry it, though. Some people don't fry it either.
Tastes like rubber.
What about mussels? You like mussels?
No, I don't. I've never eaten that.
No.
I have eaten calamari.
Okay. Calamari isn't bad, though, especially when they fry it. You probably like it.
But
fried.
It tastes like rubber.
It is a little rubbery.
I was like, this is disgusting.
I'm a texture person, so I can respect that.
I took a little bite, and then I was like, nope.
I'm good. I tried it. Yeah.
I'm not very adventurous with food.
Yeah. I try not. I'm getting better. I had a friend growing up, and her mom is Polish, and her dad was Indian. And they would always have different foods in there. And they got me out of my shell because I used to almost think that they were making foods with completely different like vegetables and ingredients and meats, but I really found out it's just a different combination with different spices. So, you know, culture to culture, I feel like it's kind of surprising sometimes when you learn, you know, the culinary stuff.
What do you mix with? You mentioned Native American. What do you mix with? What are you?
So I am African American.
Yeah.
I have Cherokee Indian in me.
All black people say that, but keep going.
But I actually do. If you saw my Nana, you would completely understand. My great-grandfather was full-blown Indian. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure my mom's dad, I think, had maybe some Jamaican in him. So between those and then my ancestors being from Egypt, I know that's about it.
Have you taken like a DNA?
I plan to, but I haven't yet. I've just known through my family history.
You should take it.
Back. Yeah, I've actually wanted to.
Because some of that may be, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? Some of that may be hyperbole.
Yeah, it could be.
But some of it may be true. Oh, true. So you should know.
I think because of my hair.
You know I'm Spanish? Did you know that?
I definitely didn't know that.
Yeah.
You do not ring Spanish.
So
hit,
I got a story. Really?
No, you just don't ring Spanish.
Now, we just had a fight, people. We're about to have another one.
I'm just saying, you told me my nose looked European, so I'm on your head the rest of this episode.
First of all,
I ain't got no big bell pepper nose.
First of all, you ain't on my head. I'm on yours.
I will be.
I'm
will
on
be.
Yours.
Keep it up. Keep
I'm
it up.
On yours, you old fish-eyed
Keep it up. Keep it up. That's the Native American in me. Look.
You old fish-eyed fool.
People used to think that I had Asian in me, though, because of my eyes, believe it or not.
Oh, I'm back to my story. I'm making it about you.
I wasn't trying to.
And your little beauty.
You don't want to keep on commenting on my appearance.
Let's talk about, well. Yeah. And proud of it. So here's the story. So my sons had me take a DNA.
You took one.
Test, and it turns out that on my mother's side, West African.
Okay.
On my father's side, 100% Spanish.
100%?
100. Wow. It was so shocking that they sent a letter explaining it.
Because they're like, you're probably not going to believe this.
And the letter said, sometimes people have results that they don't expect. We send this letter to explain.
They probably saw your picture and was like, he ain't going to believe this.
Yeah, 100% Spanish.
Wow. What part of, is it like Spain, or?
Spain.
Wow.
So I'm actually European.
That's crazy. You said your dad?
So now I can talk about white people. Because now I can talk about Europeans all I want. Nobody can accuse me of being a racist.
Because
I'm
never met your biological father, right?
Or mother.
Yeah, so, that's really interesting, huh?
100%. Now, where the hell...
Are you Spanish? That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering what they look like. You have to be the darkest Spaniard I've ever seen.
That African took over, boy. Yeah, I'm. It is one. It,
100%. Did you take more than one to?
Yeah. Kinda, it says 100% Spanish.
I'm amazed
on the father's side.
Wow. I wonder how many of our audience members have taken a test and been surprised like that, because I've never heard nobody say 100% of something they wasn't expecting.
Listen, I was like, where is it? I could use it. I need some curly hair.
Maybe it's your charisma. That's where it comes up. Change your personality.
Change your name. I don't know what you would say. Sean Paul.
That's what I'm going to start calling.
All right. I'm going to bring it home, bro. We're at the end of this episode. You got any final notes or closing remarks for this that you want to leave people with? What did we learn on this episode today?
That we fight.
Yeah. That's
natural. And we argue, but we love each other.
Absolutely. And you got to be able to do that in a healthy way, right?
I don't know how healthy it is when we fight, but it doesn't get in the way.
It don't. We don't let it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't good be job, really. Just don't be trying to teach me black stuff.
I didn't honestly think that was so.
You literally tried
in,
to teach me about black people.
I didn't know if that was really.
I'm like, is Tyler sitting over here? Yes, yes, dude.
Not me.
Not me.
But then you understood what I meant then. We stand on business.
Okay. Thank you for watching, everybody. We're going to go get a tiger. And we're hoping that it grows up and treats Rich right.
It definitely will, because I'm going to raise it right.
Yes. As if that's going to be a deterrent. All right, people. Love you much. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We will see you next time. Be amazing. Be yourselves.
I got nothing.
Be you.
The content on McMillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.